Pam Silberman is a spokeswoman for Utah's higher education system. She says the state's low debt loads and default rates are a culmination of several factors, one being Utah taxpayers bear about 50% of the cost of higher education, and a large number of students in Utah qualify for Pell Grants, which don't have to be repaid. Silberman adds many Utah students are working while they attend college and paying out of pocket as they go. Those students obviously take out fewer loans, but Silberman warns they might end up paying more for college than their debt-saddled peers.
The research shows that it's actually not as cost-effective because it takes you longer to get your degree, and ultimately that costs more money the more time you spend in school. And the first credit is the most expensive credit, so the more credits you take, the less they cost per credit.
Silberman wants students to know having college debt isn't a bad thing as long as they borrow wisely.
You know, people don't hesitate to take out a loan for a car, and yet cars decrease in value the minute you drive it off the lot. Your education is the thing that makes you able to earn more money. Obviously, you don't want to have unmanageable student loan debt, and you certainly want to look at your earnings potential in relation to the field that you've chosen to go into.
In recent years, Utah's higher education funding ratio has dwindled from about 67% state funding and 33% tuition to more of a 50-50 split. That means students are bearing more and more of the cost to go to college. Nerd Scholar ranked Hawaii above Utah as the number one state for low student debt. Whitney Evans, KUER News.